This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, February 25th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, an Arkansas legislator once again tries to pass a bill to end wage theft in the workplace. Also, a conversation with Guy Raz, host of the TED Radio Hour. Trinity United Methodist Church expands its Sunday Supper program, and more. But first, in his weekly radio address, Governor Mike Beebe notes that Arkansas is being recognized as one of six states to receive a new health care grant, the $42 million State Innovation Model Grant from the U.S. Department of Human Services will help the state lower the costs of health care while increasing the quality of service. Beebe says it will be more affordable for everyone.
The system we are creating in Arkansas will reward physicians for providing high-quality care with good patient outcomes and will provide those patients with more personalized services. They will receive the types of services that our current fee-for-service payment system is not built to include. We think patients, particularly those with chronic conditions, should have more individualized care that will reduce the need for repeated hospital admissions and will create better health outcomes for them.
The initiative involves more direct service, allowing patients to have closer relationships with their healthcare providers. With Governor Mike Beebe out of the state until tomorrow, Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar is acting governor. Friday, Dar used his authority as acting governor to sign into law a bill making a list of concealed weapon permits secret.
It would go into effect Monday. The governor had a chance to sign it. He chose not to. This is something that was going to become law anyway. But I just felt the need to. I think it's a good piece of legislation, and I think it deserved a signature on it.
Beebe spokesman Matt DeCampbell says it took the governor by surprise.
It is not a signing that Governor Beebe condones. He, of course, worries about precedent. This is the first time this has happened in our, this is now the beginning of our seventh year in office, and the first we've heard of it for quite some time even before that.
Dar says he wanted to sign a controversial abortion bill as well, but stopped short when the bill's sponsor said he wanted to wait and talk to the governor on Tuesday. A survey released Friday by Talk Business and Hendricks College finds by a slight margin that most respondents support a bill that would allow weapons to be carried on college campuses by licensed faculty and staff. 49% are in favor of the proposal, while 43% are against it. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas says it shows that gun rights issues remain a divisive topic.
When you look at the numbers and you see that it's less than 50% support it or oppose it, it's both in the 40s. It really, there seems to be a lot of public opinion that's very evenly divided on this issue.
Those surveyed were also asked about whether the legislature should approve $125 million in incentives for a company to build a $1 billion steel mill in East Arkansas. 64% approve of the project, with 17% against. Another poll by Talk Business and Hendricks College gauged public opinion on the job performance of U.S. Senator Mark Pryor and Governor Mike Beebe, the two lone Democrats in state politics. 68% of the 675 Arkansas voters polled approved of the job Governor Beebe is doing, while 19% disapproved, and 13% were unsure. Senator Pryor didn't receive quite as favorable of a rating in the poll. 41.5% approved of the senator, while 35% disapproved of the job Senator Pryor is doing in Washington. With a re-election campaign set to begin next month in Little Rock, many in Arkansas and Washington see Pryor's seat as a point of potential gain for the GOP in the Senate. Late last week, the nursing program at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith received two gifts that university officials say will have a positive impact on students and the community. According to the City Wire, the Benefit Bank Endowed Professor of Nursing will be supported by a $250,000 professorship, while another $50,000 gift will fund the Benefit Bank Adult High Fidelity Simulator, a so-called SimMan, that gives nursing students more realistic training without the risk of a real live patient. It is the second SimMan lab for the college. The gifts will help the college recruit more highly trained faculty and expand the number of students annually accepted into the school's nursing program. The Razorback baseball team had a 1-2-3 win weekend at Baum Stadium. The Diamond Hogs defeated Evansville 10-4 on Friday, 5-2 on Saturday, and 10-2 yesterday. The team travels to Surprise, Arizona on Thursday to play in the Coca-Cola Classic. The first game will pit the Razorbacks against Arizona State. But the Diamond Hogs weren't the only successful Razorback team over the weekend. Both the Razorback men's and women's track and field teams yesterday took the Southeastern Conference indoor titles in the SEC Indoor Championships at the Randall Tyson Track Complex in Fayetteville. The women's track and field team scored 114.5 points during the three-day tournament, netting the program's fourth indoor SEC title and the first since 2003. The men's team scored 152.5 points, giving the program its 19th SEC indoor title. A winter weather advisory has been issued for Benton, Carroll, Washington, and Madison counties in northwest Arkansas, and for Delaware, Adair, and Cherokee counties in northeast Oklahoma. The advisory is in effect from 6 p.m. this evening until noon tomorrow. According to the National Weather Service in Tulsa, rain moving through northeast Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas this afternoon is expected to transition to snow across the area tonight and into Tuesday morning for northwest Arkansas. Tonight, expect rain before midnight, then drizzle before 3 a.m., and a chance of snow after 3 a.m. in northwest Arkansas. Expect lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a 60% chance of snow before noon and a high near 37 degrees in northwest Arkansas. Expect partly cloudy conditions and a 30% chance of snow before noon and highs near 43 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, cloudy with lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s.